This is the podcast on creativity and execution. I hope you enjoy.
I'm all finished, I can not if I don't see him soon. Yeah, my best friend ain't back.
Spending their hard-earned money to buy tickets to come to your shows. You don't need this right here, I promise you.
You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around and pull it down. Tonight I might
change my life. What should we hit?
I feel like this is nice.
Shit.
Just on Tony Blue, but
I will. Like, I think. All right, your jump from a security blanket, from salary, from into the risk of starting your own business, and then how you felt when you found quick success. Because many people.
I don't think it's quick success. You think it's quick success?
I think.
Why? Am I Someone asked me the question, like, does it really feel like. Like, if there was a lot of risk involved, like, leaving a stable job. But, yeah, I didn't really think about it until someone asked me that question.
You just did it. Like, you weren't like, oh, like, I could possibly... Because you had savings, so maybe not, but still in a way.
Savings?
Like, I mean, did you? I mean, if I have a wife and mm-hmm. I have a kid...
More shoes?
And I, like, am like, okay, I'm going to leave my 9-to-5. And if this flops,
yeah.
My wife and kid aren't gonna be.
I think one of the best things that I think any human can do is like bet on themselves. And so, to me, like making the decision was a lot more about betting on myself. And it was this big decision of like, look, like either I have it or I don't, and either I try it now, or I probably don't try it ever. You know, like I think betting on yourself, but I think. That also just comes from like years of doing that in small places. Like, I don't know if Joe and you, Jesse, could speak into this. Like, there's games that like you play on a daily basis every single day, I think. Like, there's like a game whether it's like, I remember maybe a couple of years ago, like, I'd wanna super, super small, but like, even. The way that like whether I organized something, like I'm like, man, I'm really not organized in my house. And this was before I was married, and I remember thinking like that also affects how I'm not organized and like everything else that I'm doing. And so like fixing small things like led to bigger things. You know what I'm saying? And so like betting on small things, like even super simple, like betting on like purchasing a vehicle when I was 19 years old, making thousands of dollars on one vehicle, like that stuff I think is just carrying on to today. Like, so it is a lot bigger. So I'm not like, oh my gosh, like it's super easy. I mean, there's been days like we would talk about this, like, gosh, like it's COVID. Like what, you know, is the world ending? Not really the world ending, right. But like, I don't know, like is business continuing? Like there was a couple weeks where that happened, but like
right when COVID hit?
Yeah, like right when COVID hit, but like, I love the idea that like, I love the fact that like we can bet on ourselves today. You know, like you're a realtor. Like you know, you got your license a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's awesome because like, if you don't succeed, it has everything to do with you. 100%.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah.
Not like, not the market wasn't good.
Yeah.
Not that like, you didn't have training. Like, right. It's all up to you. Like people that are killing it today in real estate have everything to do with like how good they are. Like how good you are as a realtor in relationships. Yeah, finding homes, but honestly, our market today is so much more about like the relationship that you have with people than like signing the contract, right. You know? And so it's the same thing for me. And I know that like that may put a lot of pressure on you, but that also is like, how hard are you working?
Yeah.
Like if you really jot down how many hours you've put to real estate, like are you doing 8 hours? Or are you doing 10? Or are you doing 12?
Yeah.
And I know it's like, well, where do I put 12 hours? I don't know. That's the hardest part.
Right.
Like when we don't have jobs and we don't have clients, like where do we put 12 hours of work in a day?
Mm-hmm.
We were talking this morning, like stuff that you shot. We shot stuff yesterday for someone that like, they're not necessarily a client, but we want to, like we go there too. Like yesterday you woke up and he's like, hey, I want to go shoot this stuff. Or like, are you sure? Joe's like, yeah, I want to go shoot it. You shot it. You were editing it this morning. It's just like, and McIntyre says this all the time, like the velocity, like work leads to work and action leads to action.
Yeah.
So like that's what feels good. It feels good to like go to war and like it has everything to do with like if you're a good soldier or not. You know, like, I don't like to, I know a lot of people like will put it on like, well, like the client didn't sign or like the market wasn't right. But like, if someone else is succeeding, then like, why shouldn't we be able to succeed? And then of course, the 100% here is like, we have God.
Yeah.
Like literally like declarations have been huge, believing and then faith in that, like what the Lord could do. So I just really felt like God could do it. Like God could do it through me and because he's done it through other people and like, why not? So there's a lot of that. There's like everything I just told you about like work ethic and like,
right.
But then there's like, you know what? Like I'll put 12 hours of work, but like God could put, he can make one door open and right. That will just open everything.
Yeah.
And so I do think that's a big deal. Think about the disciples. They were all working. Jesus came, but they were doing mm-hmm. something. So it's like work 12 hours a week, maybe like one day, one, you know, like, yeah. Like maybe like, you with realtor stuff, like maybe you end up like selling a house or like giving an apartment to somebody that like ends up buying, like I don't know, you know, like the right. Stuff could go, if I told you detail, and I can't, if I told you detail how we have the people that we're working with, it would be insane. Like it dates back to 5 years ago, probably. It dates back even 7-8 years ago. Like I literally remember relationships of just literally being nice to someone 3 years ago, not knowing that like it would lead to a client that we have right now. Mm-hmm. You know, like a gift that we've sent, or like, but that's work. Like at the time when you're like sending a gift to someone, finding out what their size is, their address, and you send it, and it's like, is this ever gonna come back? I don't know, but it's just a supernatural, super, it's just very natural for us to do that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think Joe, like, when we talk about creative, like I think Joe bets on himself every single day. Like I don't know, like the video you just posted right now, like it was a girl dancing with like a bunch of like shoes and like hype, and then the song that you chose is not a hip hop song. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like super like,
yeah,
like kind of mysterious, it was like kind of mystical, but like it felt really good, you know. And like that's just a perfect example of like he just bet on himself. Mm-hmm. Like he's just betting on what he knows is going to work, what he knows is going to fit. He's not looking at like, I don't know, you're not like following the trend. I think like Joe's someone that like, similarly what we're talking about like business and stuff like that, Joe like will kind of lead that, you know, within creative and stuff that you're doing. So yeah.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Why do you think you haven't found quick success? Because to me, you have 6 employees, 7 employees?
You want to change the music?
On salary.
No, it's fine.
Or your pain, it's like that's, you start, your news not even 6 months old.
Yeah.
You have 7 employees on payroll. Like that's success.
We have health benefits.
You have benefits, exactly. Like quick, like
two,
six.
Two studios,
like you're right. I think anybody would define that as quick success. And not, I feel like I'm learning, like so many people are like congratulating me on my license and congratulating me on my degree. But like in reality, I'm like, this is awesome. But like, you know, this life really sucks for me right now. Like I have to grind to make money for wedding. Yeah. I have to grind. So like, not success and like,
I know what you mean.
Like you made it, but in the smart detail, like friends are giving me money, so though I'm grinding, that I'm still getting help for my wedding. So to me, that's a success. Like this little sign of faithfulness that I'm seeing from God, and I think you have big signs of faith, like two stews, people on payroll, health benefits. Like
I'm just messing about the health benefits. I get excited because like what happened for me, that was like, man, like thank you God, like that we had them, because COVID hit us all. Like there was a week where like we all had COVID,
yeah.
And like I was so happy that like we were able to go to the doctor and like get a test.
For
you
real.
Know, like really, like yeah. I mean that, and I like, yeah. This is one of the first times, like generally, that like, I also think this happens to do with like, or this has to do with like my circle, or like the people that we choose to hang around with, and like the people that like are around our lives. Like, this is the first time really that I'm hearing like quick success. Like this is the first time I'm sitting down like, oh man, like we have done all that. Mm-hmm. Like we have in 6 months, like if I read that in a paragraph,
yeah,
in 6 months during COVID, we got two studios, we have seven people on staff, we had an intern, like all, like, right. If I go there, yeah, like, but I guess I generally mean this, like, I don't really look back. Like, I'm not really looking back, and I think this is something that affects me, I think even in my relationships, like, I'm not looking back and, like, necessarily celebrating those successes because it's nowhere near where we want to get. You know what I mean? So that's why it doesn't feel like success.
Yeah.
Because if I do look back and celebrate, there's a sense of like, we've arrived. Mm-hmm. And I think like, you know, it's just so far from that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's just so far from that. Like on a business level for sure. And I'm super happy. Like,
right.
I will tell you like every single morning, like I wake up and I'm like, God, like literally I'll cry. Like thinking about like, the stuff, the things that we get to be a part of and like the things that we're doing and like the fact that we do have people on payroll and the fact that we had in health insurance and we have two studios and that we had gonna open up a studio for free to friends that could come in and work and shoot and like that stuff, you know, on top of like, I can pay for my baby's diapers, right? Like that stuff, I'm super grateful. So it does hit me with like, my goodness, like thank you, God.
Yeah.
You know, like, thank you, God, that, like, you've put me before, like, kings and queens. Like, thank you that I'm here. So that does hit me 100%.
Right.
1,000%.
Yeah.
I think, like, I think Kobe, we would talk about this, like, Kobe Bryant did it super well. Like, you know, he had a huge success in, like, high school, and then he gets into NBA. And, like, in the NBA, he saw that, like, a bunch of people that already made it to the NBA were literally just, like slacking. They're like, we're in the NBA already. We got our check.
Yeah.
So, like, we don't have to practice that hard. And he's like, yeah, we're in the NBA, but, like, I want to be great. Mm-hmm. I want to be the best. And so he was the one that would stay after. You know, not like, man, I got the millions in my bank, but, like, I'm trying to be in the history books. Like, I'm trying to be the best in our generation.
Yeah.
And I think like that's the kind of stuff that we think about. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's, yeah, we've made it, like in a sense of like we have stuff,
right.
And I'm super grateful and like all that stuff, but like I generally don't believe that there's people in what we do that work harder than we do. Like Jocelyn was here till midnight 2 days straight, you know, like till 1-2 in the morning shooting, like up early, like that kind of stuff, like that. I think that, you know, in a year from now, when we talk about this, like what I just told you about, like staying in the studio late, coming in early, it's gonna get us to where we want to get to.
Yeah.
So that's why it's not like a shocker. But I'm grateful, you know, like,
yeah.
I mean, Joe can talk about that too. Like, yeah.
That's good. I mean, you hit it. You hit it really well. I think it's, you wake up every day and there is like a sense of you get to work with your friends, like you get, I mean, we've been friends for 8 years and
yeah. So
like the idea that like you wake up and you get to go to a studio that you actually really like, it's exactly where you love, like
mm-hmm.
I walk from where I live, like it's two blocks
exactly,
two from here, it's two blocks from Davis Street where it's like great coffee, like it is. It's cool because you're living in this constant, like, really beautiful gray area that I feel like a lot of people, like, always want black and white, but there's this beautiful gray area of, like, where we're at in life is, like,
yeah.
We're still young. We're still in our 20s. Johnny has last year in his 20s.
Yeah.
We're still in our 20s. I'm about to get engaged. Johnny's, like, a father. You know, like, he started a company. We're doing a lot of creative things that we actually just want to do. There's also, like, this business world where we're learning how to actually like work for people that, not that we don't like, but sometimes work is work, and then there's creative, especially as a creative person,
yeah.
Like you wanna color something green when actually the client just wants black and white, you
yeah,
know? 100%. And it's like, even that, like that gray area is still beautiful. Like it's just, I think we're in a great position. I personally do see the quick success. Like it is a very easy thing for me to go into that and think like, man, I mean, this morning I texted you, you know, like,
yeah.
Hey, I'm super grateful for you and your leadership. Like, I think we've, every day, like, it is, that goes back to that gray area of, like, man, I'm 25 and I'm really grateful for wherever I'm at. Like, I have a group, like, I'm financially well, you know, I have benefits,
yeah.
I'm doing what I love. But then also that gray area of like, I don't really want to be where I'm at. Like, right. like I love that place, but there's still something I haven't yet reached, or whether that's whatever that is. But like, there's still that like, and it's not from a place, like you said, like, I don't feel empty. Like, I don't feel, like, I don't feel like my life is pointless, or what I'm doing is pointless, or there's no identity in me. Like, I'm very sure of those things. But what's cool is like, damn, like, I love where I'm at. I don't want to stay here. Like, and so every day it's like, what can I do to get closer? Which is why staying till midnight, staying till midnight.
Which right there, what you're saying, that I think that me and him take a different perspective because of our work. And like, I love to hear from Joe, like when he thinks about, I'm happy where I'm at, but I know I'm not satisfied, or I'm not really like, I'm not where I want to be.
Right.
I think you approach this with creative a lot. Like, you know, like you edit a video or like a campaign, you release a campaign, and like it does really well. People gather at it and say like, man, that's the sickest thing I've ever seen. And you're like, you're good with it, but you're also like, you always tell me, Joe always tells me like, bro, like we're not like, you know, like we're not there. Like sometimes he's like, we're not good. Like, you know, you even go there, like we suck, like stuff like that. And I mean, this is between us, right? Like, it's like, my shot's terrible is kind of what he's saying, right? Like, our shot is terrible. We can't even hit a three. I'm like, I'm like, bro, but we are. So I think you have that a lot more.
Yeah. I mean,
but like, how and why? Because what are you looking at? Because most people, I think, like, release something and it's like, that's it. But I think that's what makes Joe Joe. But I think talking about that creatively, because it's literally like, I've seen this happen for the last 5, 6, 8, 7 years, like, does something, it's amazing. But then it's like, I don't know, you kind of go back to like
square one.
Yeah. You scratch it. You're like, no, I want to do something else.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the answer is to that one, but yeah, I still feel like we're not even an NBA team yet. Like, we're probably still G League is how I feel.
Yeah.
But like, not in a bad way. Like, I'm
no, cool. It's true.
I mean, I don't mind it. Like, I don't mind, like, Caruso came from the G League, you know? And I'm looking at him now, like, he was playing phenomenal last night, you know? Like, I think it just takes time. Or we're still LeBron in high school. Like, that's how it feels. Like, I still don't feel like NBA All-Star.
No way. Yeah. Like, no way. Like, no way. You know, like, no... Like, no way.
Yeah. But... Mentality-wise, yes.
Exactly. Yeah. That's 100%. Mentality, I feel like... And LeBron, when he was 13, knowing that he was better than not the ones that are playing in the NBA, but like, and maybe it wasn't LeBron at 13, because I remember some, they're like, oh, I was playing something else. But like, I know that if we continue, which we will, which is consistency and the work ethic, like, we will get there. Like, there's nothing that we can't achieve because of everything that we have in the Lord. But I agree, like, whether it's mentality, consistency, desire. I think desire is a huge part. Desire and passion, consistency.
The cool thing about what you're saying is, and I think you talked about it earlier, and I constantly like meet people that like, it's such a like weird thing. And I think it goes back to the area where I love where we're at, is that I think Johnny and I have both found individually, and I think corporately, I don't know if that's a word, but like, we know what we're going after. Like, it's pretty, like, whether it might sound like, if somebody asks, like, what do you do, or what do you want? It might be vague, but that vague is a pretty small circle. Like, it is, at the end of the day, like, whether it's technology, fashion, culture, the media, or whatever it is, like, it in some ways, I feel very focused, and like, I know what we're doing, and I know why we're doing it. Like, if tomorrow somebody asked me to go work somewhere else, whether it be a huge company or a small company or another startup, I would say no, because I know what I'm like. I know what I want to do. You know what I mean? And I think that's a huge deal. That I think like a lot of people are like, well, I want to try a lot of things, and I think that's great. But I think what excites me is knowing that like, not only I, but the guy I'm working with and the team we have, we're all like, it's a one goal thing, you know? And sometimes there's a lot of vague in that one goal. Like, do we start a clothing brand? Like, do we create a next computer? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Do we build furniture? Do we? There's just a lot, but for some reason, it does feel very narrow. And I feel like there's a huge, I think why when you said quick success, and why there is 7 people on staff, yeah. I think it's because there is a pretty narrow like vision.
Yeah.
I mean, I've told you this. Like, I know for the next 5 years, I'm gonna be doing this. Like that's something I like.
And I think that helps a ton. I do think like that right there is that's a gift for anyone that's like listening of knowing like what you're gonna do for a couple of years, at least 3 to 5 years, allows you to like go all in on that thing. You know, I have one daughter, and when I have more kids, like my goal is to put them in one sport so they can get really good at that one sport. Because I think that, like, you know, you're in multiple things, and so you are kind of scattered. So it doesn't let you to, like, go all in on one thing. And so we know what that is. And I think with that, that helps. Like, you know, I think about you, like, and here's the thing. There's a lot of grace. Like,
no,
there's
a lot of grace for, like, there's no, like, that's not the way to do it, in my opinion. But, like, I think it's something it goes back to even that choice. Like, it's a choice we've made.
Yeah.
And I think it's also a choice we've made that we're okay with.
100%.
We're not making that choice today and tomorrow regretting we made that choice.
100%.
You know, and I think that's like...
And it's a little bit fluid, but like...
Yeah, for sure.
We know what it feels like. Like, we know what it... You know what I'm saying? And I think that really helped, because I think about you and I love you, and I think you're so talented. You know, like, I think you have a ton of talent. And I think, like, you just graduated college. And so you're still kind of on that journey, like, figuring out what you're doing, what's going to... Like, I've developed that. I think we're all developing it. And I don't know if you'll ever necessarily fully arrive. But the moment you're like, man, this is what I'm going to do for the next 5-10 years,
yeah.
You could, like, grow deep into that thing. Yeah. You know, like, you're 2 hours at night before you go to sleep, you know... You're scrolling through Instagram, maybe not, maybe you're reading articles about that thing, you know, or like you wake up, you're thinking about that thing, just makes you better, you're learning. And I think that's literally that like is a huge, huge success.
Yeah.
I think that helps a ton. And
then I think also I think the cool thing about what makes me excited and like, I do think of our success and I do think why we're in a really good path is how layered we are. Everything you just heard, this whole conversation, I think it's like a layer upon another layer upon another layer upon layer. Because even to all the layers we just talked about, you add the layer of we're completely also adaptable. Mm-hmm. And I think, Johnny, you mentioned like a big reason is God.
Yeah.
And so let's say we, for some reason, the Lord, we hear from him and says, hey, scratch everything.
Totally.
You know, like, hey, no. Though it may be hard, it is like, okay, well then I guess it's not this, and it's unto whatever the Lord does.
Right? Yeah.
And I think that final layer is I mean, I remember we had a conversation a long time ago with somebody about our move into like, this is what we're gonna do full time.
Business.
And we were about to meet, John and I were in the car, and we looked at each other, and it was like kind of like an emotional thing, because we both did feel with the Lord that it's like we were, because of what we believe in, we're like, God, here's what we believe in, and we think we should do this next move, but if you say something else, like, we're completely open to that transition.
And with that, like, you know, this is just what works for us. And like, I, you know, we, like you said, like, we surround ourselves around people that we trust. And when I say we, all collectively we, you know, it's like we're talking right now, me and Joe, like my wife Sarah is a huge part of, like, sometimes huge. I'm like, man, huge. I talked to her about this transition, like, do you feel good about it, because she's got great discernment, like, you know. And if so, I think a lot of that it you know, direction I think is really important. And I think something that I do hear a lot, we posted last week, like, answer any questions. I didn't get to answer all of them. And to be honest, the majority of them were super similar. And the question underneath the actual question was like, how do you accomplish things you want to accomplish. You know, like, how do I get there? Like, how do I achieve? How do I accomplish? How do I... And I think there's, you know, what I realized through that is that there are so many ways to accomplish things, but like, if you're really passionate about something, like, you'll just go after it. Yeah. You just, there's no sort of excuses, you know, like, there, you just kind of, you literally do, like, until a door closes on you, and then you kind of try to open it until it opens up. Right. Like, there's no, there literally is nothing that, like, should stop any of us from accomplishing anything. You know, especially with God, like, with God, like, you know, everything is possible. It actually is. And so I think passion is really important. And when I say passion is, like, maybe you're not a passionate person, but find out, like, what you're passionate about. Mm-hmm. And I think if you find what that is, no matter, we can talk formulas, we can talk, like, keys to success, but if you're really passionate, like you're gonna achieve it. You're gonna accomplish it. Mm-hmm. Because I think that's the thing that ultimately leads anybody is passion, desire. You know, it's like, if you're hungry, you're gonna eat. And that's what I think of passion. Like, if you're hungry, you're gonna eat. So, like, what are you hungry for? Then it doesn't matter. So, you know, right now I'm pretty hungry. Like, you know, why I wake up early, honestly, just because I'm hungry. Like, I'm hungry. I'm not thinking about my body, literally thinking more about eating than my body, or thinking about eating than, like, how I feel in the morning, or everything, like, tough conversations. I'm having more of those because I'm just, it's like, either I overvalue that tough conversation, or I overvalue, like, what I'm hungry for. And literally I'm hungrier. Like, I just am, you know? So that, yeah, I mean, there's a lot there, and I appreciate the question. Like, you know, I think this is what's working for us. Mm-hmm. And it's by no means like, man, we've succeeded. And, you know, I hate to even have the combo because it's like, we barely started,
right.
But I do obviously appreciate, like, yeah, we've done stuff, and we're excited, and we're grateful. I think
it would be unfair to, like, even the circumstance to not, like, acknowledge it. Like, it's the truth, you know? Yeah. And I think...
And that's what I struggle with. Like, that's hard for me. Because it's not what I do on a normal day basis. Mm-hmm. And so I think, like, that's why... Yeah, like... you know, I don't know. I don't like to rejoice or to, like, celebrate, like, our own success. It just feels weird. You know, but, like, in this context and, like, having this conversation, yeah, like, I'm, like, grateful. And, right. And I think about our team. I mean, honestly, again, I say Sarah, like, Sarah's amazing. And, like, you know, we wouldn't be here. And obviously Joe's here. And then, like, Juno being a huge part of coming on board, like, everyone, like, I mean, I could just walk it down. Like, Jared has grown a ton, like, Jeremiah huge. Coming on board, Kevin coming on board, you know, Nicole, like, Jesse. Like, I mean, as I'm listing it off, like, it is the interns that we had, Bernice, of course, like,
yeah,
you know,
I think the consistency, cause it was easy in Tulsa for me. Cause I was like, oh, like, I'm going to be here 2 more years after.
And yeah. Then, over there. Right. Over there, in Tulsa.
And then everything just kind of uprooted. And I was kind of like, okay, well, what the heck is next? And I think the passion, because my whole life, I think what's hard for me is, like, the only thing I've truly, like, been passionate about is the Lord. And so, like,
yeah, I love that.
I find myself in this season, which the transition, like, real estate only came because God presented it. And I'm just, like, I'm really passionate about, like, so, like, though I can change my passion, and the core of Jesse is zealousness. And passion.
Well, I so love that. I can and
attach
I think,
that to something.
Well, I think right there, like, if you tell me, like, you're really just passionate about the Lord, like, my opinion would have been, like, honestly, you know, I mean, that is it. Like, that's right. It. Like, I wouldn't change it. But I know you have, like, you're about to get married. Like, you know, you have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
For me, it's, like, what's primary and what's secondary. And primary would be, like, for real, if I was you, I'd probably be in USM this semester. like I'd be there because I know you burn for that. Mm-hmm. Like I would attach myself. And it's like, but how? What do you mean? And it's like, I promise there will be a way. Like if that's really where you want to be, you'll be there. And like, you don't know what'll come out of that. Like it's a good thing. Like you love everything around that. You just graduated. It was perfect time. And then your side job is like,
whatever
it needs to be. Everything else. You could sell real estate after class. So like you can do a lot of that stuff, or go to the prayer room and stay there for, you know, I think you have to feed the passion. Yeah, like you have to feed that. Cause right now it's kind of inverted, you know, like, and I think
what was even harder is I felt God telling me to stay in Houston until October. And I'm like, but why?
Yeah.
And it's been like good. Like I've been serving, like we have a brand new pastor. Like he needs someone like me, like to run. Cause there's not a lot of people like that there. Like Meyer is another one of you guys. Like that's why I love him. He just like wants to take fellowship to the ends of the earth.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
do you want to stay there?
I never wanted to stay there, but I'm like, if clearly that's, I feel like why I'm being asked to stay there, just to help for the time being, but like the goal has always been here, and it's like I can work from the prayer room, like I can go burn my passion there, and like, oh, I'll go show a client a home, I'll go show a client an apartment, like I can do that,
yeah,
but it's just certain circumstances, but yeah. I think it's good.
I think something super nice that he brought up, like a personal one, because it's huge. And I don't know, we're getting more into like theological stuff, because I'm not good at that, to be honest. But I know something I've learned, and I think we've seen it in what we do, and I think Johnny has been like a huge component to what I believe now, because I've seen it in his life, I've seen it in my life. I think it's knowing that like, which like the desire, that passion that you have, that like, I think how passionate you are, like what you just said, like I burn for the Lord, because substitute that with I burn for business, right? Substitute that with I burn for fashion, substitute that for I burn for coffee, whatever it is, architecture, you know, like urban planning, engineering, anything, political science. I think like the fact that you have that one, I've personally always known that that is an indicator of what you should do. I believe that. Right. I do believe like, yes, the Lord's going to tell you to do something else, or you feel pulled like, I need to do this something for a time. But I think at the end of the day, like if you just stick to that indicator, and it's not really about feeling, I think it's conviction.
Yeah.
Conviction is completely different than like, oh, but I like, cause if it were up to me today, there's days I've felt, I don't want to work here. I'd rather just go work at a coffee shop and kind of live where I live, because that's what I feel. Mm-hmm. But I'm convicted of doing what I do. Like that's that reason why you're hungry. You wake up at 5 a.m. because you're convicted. You're hungry. You want to eat. And so I think all that to say, before I lose what I was going to say, is like, if you are led by your conviction and you know that, especially you, like I know you, I've known you for years now, like, I don't think there's nothing wrong with being, even though it might feel like, oh, that sounds weird, like the Lord, or just say, I agree, but I think like the Lord gives you the opportunity to you lead yourself with that conviction, because he gave it to you, like, because you know that, like, you know, you can confidently say like, I know that's my conviction, like you'll die on the hill, like this is my conviction, and I think when that's so real, you do whatever it takes to just get there. I mean, if I tell you my like quick story, is like at 2016, I was working a great job. I had the opportunity to do what I had to do at that other job, but I felt convicted that I needed to be here. And I moved here. I started working with Uproot, but I worked like 10 hours, but I would work 40. Yeah. I would sleep at my friend's, like literally their floor, their carpet. I slept there for 6 months. You know what I mean? Like I was making $150 a week. Like that's really what I was making.
Yeah, and you left your full-time job.
And you know what I mean? I left a job where that paid for my phone, that paid for my rent, that paid for my food. I would get really good pay I made only $150 a week. But that was really, I never really cared for it. But because I knew my conviction was stronger, I knew that somehow in 2016, this would be happening.
Yeah,
right.
You know, like I wouldn't have told you like we could have a studio at Davis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I, like, because I was convicted, I knew like that's something I am confident in, like I knew this was gonna happen somehow. And I think that's like my thing I would say is, like, I think it gets harder as, I mean, it gets harder as we get older, because it's so easy as a kid. It's so easy at 17 to do that. It's so easy at 13 to dream about that. But for some reason at 25, 24, it's like, but wait, like responsibilities. And I'm by no means saying be irresponsible, but I do think like there's this childlike life of like, no, but I know. It's that kid that like wants to be a rapper, and he's like, I just found out about one that I really like, and he is really successful. And like at 13, he quit school, and his parents like were like, no, and he's like, no. Like, and at the moment it probably looks like disrespectful, it looks stupid, it looks narcissistic.
Yeah.
But like, I think if you're truly, truly committed,
yeah,
you know, like it's gonna happen. And
yeah, it really will. Yeah. I mean, you know, and there's so much layers there. I think like that I've realized, again, I'm 29 and like realizing where I was at when I was 20, and Miller talks about this all the time, like when you're 20 and then when you're 30 and how things change. And I think like, you know, one great gift is knowing at a young age, like what you really want.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all have this, like we all have this, people, you know, because of God, like we all have favor in our lives. And I think that like you've experienced this when people say, hey, like, is there anything I can help with? Or is there anything I can do? Stuff like that. And if you know what you want, like, then you could say it, you know, like, you can say it, which leads to declarations. Declarations actually create life.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I'm going back to like exactly what Joe said, like, you know, what do you want, and let your want actually show up in your life. And because right now I don't know that from you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know that from a lot of people. Like, what do you... And it's okay, because people are testing things out. I think that's what college is great. Right. And like experiences, like, yeah, I'm testing out stuff, and that's fine.
Right.
But once you really like hold on, once you really like find it, once you really know, and I think you know, then you just go after it. You'll be amazed how many doors open. You'll be amazed of start declaring the things that you actually want, because that's the thing too. If you don't know what you want, what are you declaring? What are you saying? What are you speaking? What do you be praying for?
Right.
Like,
I mean, there's a ton there.
Isn't it crazy? Like, God could actually fulfill your dreams, your desires. Like, he actually puts those desires in you.
Yeah.
So if you start declaring them, and again, I'm going into this like, but because this is actually true.
Right.
Like I feel like in January, even earlier, like, what do you want, son? Like for real, anything? Yeah, like anything. Like, okay.
I mean, think about it. Like,
you start declaring it, and I'm like, I do want. You know, like we had the option to like rent a space here or rent it in downtown. I know that I want this more than I want downtown. But if I was like, oh, whatever comes, like we'll be wherever. We'll be. You know what I'm saying? And so everything does come down. I mean, I think conviction is huge. I think, like, I really like that you said that. And I, you know. I think God is a huge part here, you know, of accomplishing and you deciding ultimately. I think, you know, I'd hate for people to get to an older age and then realize what they want.
Yeah.
Because you can work towards it, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like I was given a gift to know early, you know?
Same.
And you too, and I think Joe too.
Yeah.
And it looked different when I was 18, but it was still there. Like, generally, it was there.
Yeah.
You know?
I think something that's good for you, I mean, I was just on Instagram right now, and like, you have a realtor page, you know? Like, an Instagram realtor page. It's the idea that you are a 100% person. Anything you do, like, you're all in. And I think that's just another layer, you know? I obviously like layers, but it's another layer of that.
Yeah.
Goes back to what I was saying. Like, I think anything you're convicted by, like, if you go after it, knowing because you go at 100% in everything, then it will work. It's just another, like, ingredient in this, like, beautiful, like, entree of, like, such good food, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, that's another, like, oh, that's going to make it taste even better because you give it 100%, you know?
Yeah.
So, just the Lord rewards that, you know? I can't tell you how many times
it's true.
We've stayed up to, I mean, there was one time we stayed up to like 4 a.m. Remember?
Which one?
For the merch, the first merch show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was a 4 a.m. setting up like site design.
Yeah, that's all. Like, I wish I'm gonna draw like a diagram like this. Like, there's, you know, everything we're talking about is like conviction, desire, passion. You're like, okay, I'm like so passionate. I'm so like, I know what I want. And then you feed or you like layer it with work ethic, consistency, like waking up early or just staying up late, like all of that, like talent, effort, skill. Then you pair that with desire. I think that's where people are really unstoppable. Cause yeah, like it's not like you just sit around with desire, passion, let it burn. You know, yeah. Are you willing to do what it takes to get there? Are you willing to, you know, for real do it?
Yeah.
And I think because we're young, yeah. We're young, like let's do it. Like I'm down for anything. So anyway, I think that's one that's good. Tonight I might change my life.